T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, we play on Prime Time that week? I didn't even know that.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, we play on Amazon Prime?
Thursday.
Oh, that's going to be lit right there. I didn't even know that for real. So, but, yeah, we're looking forward to who we play?
Bengals.
Looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun, you know. I can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The cheetah is here. That's it.
Okay, so does he not know they're playing Thursday, or does he know they're playing Thursday? He didn't know it was a night game? Wouldn't he kind of know that there's a Thursday game?
I mean, if you're taking it one day at a time.
You wouldn't know?
At a time.
You just show up. You show up for practice Wednesday and they go, hey, just so you know, we're getting on a plane later.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm coming for you. That's awesome. I hope they play that Thursday night in the open.
People do not like Eli Apple.
No, they don't.
Why? He was largely a disappointment. In what? Giants, right? Isn't that where he was drafted out of?
Yeah.
Cornerback U by the Giants?
He's a talker. I don't know if it's as much in public or on the field. Maybe it's in public, too, but he's a talker, I think.
I'm not a trash-talking guy, generally speaking. Not really a fan of it.
It'd be really funny to hear if you were.
Yeah, right? Oh, if I tried to... I can't trash-talk with anybody, by the way. But I'll be honest with you. Maybe because I've been watching wrestling over the years, as I've gotten older... I'm all for promos because that's the best part of wrestling.
I have the promos.
No, I'm just saying. When I watch Raw or SmackDown now, there are many times I fast forward through the actual wrestling just to hear the interviews, the promos, the in-ring, face-to-face, trash talking. Like, that's the best part of watching that stuff.
I have the answer to why Tyreek Hill owes Eli Apple.
Me too. Go ahead.
I'm going to find the highlight, but you'll remember it somewhat quickly. Eli Apple played for the Bengals last year. These two teams played in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It was Eli Apple that kept Tyreek out of the end zone at the end of the first half.
Oh, yeah, when they were going for it with time running out. Okay,
yes.
And the clock ran out on him.
He blasted Hill, and instead of the Chiefs being up like 28
turns out to be a
10,
big play. Yeah.
It was 21-10,
yeah.
And the Bengals came back to win. So that's it.
Wow.
The Tyreek Hill is 3 months later.
Eli Apple apparently also, while he was down on the ground, called him a baby, and then tweeted after the game, at McCole Hardman, at Cheetah, DM me y'all number and I'll hook you up with some Super Bowl tickets on me.
Ah,
that's awesome.
Oh, yes.
That is beautiful.
Cornerbacks and wide receivers have to be the biggest trash talkers, right?
Hold on, I'm buying an Eli Apple jersey.
Oh my goodness, are you? Right? That's got to be it. It has to be more than anything else, right? Linemen probably yap at each other. I don't know. Linebackers, run back. It's got cornerback, wide receiver trash talking.
Sure.
Has to be like the greatest in any sport. Hockey players chirp at each other. I think cornerback wide receiver must be number one in all of sports.
Oh, sure. Diggs going at Jalen Ramsey in week one was like Bills fans ate
that up.
Oh,
you had to know.
Awesome.
Diggs and Xavier Howard had to be yapping at each other
Diggs
the other day.
Diggs and J.C. Jackson do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, at some point somebody loses their cool or whatever. I mean, right? There was the scrum that other day with Howard and Diggs after the whistle. That has to be more entertaining than anything else in terms of trash talking going on during a football game. See, they should mic these guys up instead of, you know, the usual stuff we get. Mic up the cornerbacks and the wide receivers and let's, you know, bleep out what you have to bleep out. But let's hear some good old-fashioned trash talking.
Do they have to bleep it out? They're not on cable.
Well, Prime wouldn't, I guess. Amazon wouldn't,
that's
right?
A good question.
What's the rule on that? Can they just mic up Eli Apple and Tyreek Hill and just whatever comes out?
Hmm.
I mean, the NFL wouldn't want everything, but well, if they swear.
Yeah, Hard Knocks lets swear stuff go through, right? HBO, they let cursing go through during Hard Knocks.
Can Al Michaels just curse?
I feel like that would be a bad message.
What a bleeping play. Just come on. Test it out.
On behalf of broadcasters who have cursed on the air before, I guess I shouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, on real quick on the you know, the Chiefs thing and Tyreek Hill left them, it's almost like a bet it or forget it question, but I'll just ask it this way. Is the AFC East going to be more competitive than the AFC West? The Broncos are toast.
I know. No, I'm not even thinking about the Broncos and the Raiders. I'm trying to think if the Chargers can hang in there.
The Chargers, I think, are dead.
That was my division pick, so I'm trying to figure out if they can
hang
in there.
They just lost their left tackle.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
Their
and
quarterback,
Bosa's out.
Bosa's out. Their quarterback is playing in a lot of pain.
Their top two receivers are banged up. One was out, I think, right?
Yeah. Keenan Allen missed the game with hamstring.
And Williams, I think, is banged up.
He played their last game.
And then
game.
The Chargers are just a cursed franchise.
Yeah. The AFC, after all that, like, it's one of those things that, you know, trying to predict football, once you get a couple weeks in, things change. All of a sudden, the AFC East looks more at risk than the AFC West does for the Chiefs. Even though the Chiefs just lost to the Colts, I don't care.
No.
Like, that's the Chiefs division, I think. And this is going to be a two-horse race in this game.
I thought it would be – I really did think the Chargers were going to win the division. That could be me. I did this with the Browns a couple years ago, just buying into the hype and going with potential rather than what's been proven in the past. The Raiders are dead. You know, they're not, you know, they played on the edge all last season. To your point about one-score games, right, and the Bills, Raiders played on the edge all last season. They were great in one-score games. Were they like 4-0 in overtime? They were consistently, they were like the 2021 version of the Cardiac Kids. Now they're losing close. They're dead in the water. Denver is 2-1, and it might be the worst 2-1 team in the history of the National Football League. Their offense blows. Their three games have been Seattle, 49ers. Who was the second game, boys? Who did Denver play in the second game? It was their home game. They lost in Seattle, came home and beat somebody at home.
Texans.
Okay, great.
They're
Seattle, Houston,
sorry.
And San Francisco. Three juggernaut offensive teams. So Denver's dead, and the Raiders are dead. I don't know if the Chargers are going to hang in there, Jeremy. That would have been my big-time pick. Today, as I sit here now, I will tell you that Miami and the Bills has more staying power than the Chargers hanging with the Chiefs.
The Chargers do have a little bit of a break here in their schedule. Texans this week. Browns is not easy.
No.
And then Broncos, Seahawks, Falcons, Niners.
Yeah, Browns are, you know, a lot of people are talking about how the Browns should be 3-0 with Jacoby Brissett. They blew the game against the Jets. You know what? Kansas City's kind of interesting, too. Are they in like New England territory when Brady used to have a bad game in September? If it ever did happen, we'd all talk about how, uh-oh, look out, here, New England. And then they would just roll people left and right. We've gone through this with Kansas City before, right? So last year, they were 2-2, had a really tough schedule. They were giving up a lot of points. I'm as guilty as anybody. I thought the Chargers would win the division and Kansas City would be a wild card team. It's not looking that way.
The thing about Kansas City that is curious to me right now is Travis Kelce. And he's still putting up numbers, but he looks just a little bit slower to me, and he's been playing less. His snap count has been down a little bit from what it's been in previous seasons. And again, he is still producing, and he's their number one target by far.
Is this a load management thing?
Maybe it could be that, but, you know, he is also a 32, almost 30, he turns 33 this week, 33-year-old tight end. He's older than Rob Gronkowski. So at some point, you know, he goes from the best tight end in football to he's only a pretty good tight end now. And I'm guessing we're still at least a year or two away from that, but I'm watching Kelce with at least one closer eye, I'll say.
I haven't watched him since opening night. There's second game, right? Yeah, they played the Chargers in their second game. So I'm curious to see how they look because of this whole discussion of, well, without Hill, they're actually going to be a better offense because they're going to spread the ball around. You can't concentrate on one guy, you know, right? You got to stop all these different weapons. Now, I didn't see any other game against the Colts, so I couldn't even tell you what the offense looked like in that game. I was going to say, they're supposed to play Sunday night against Tampa, but that game is up in the air now. Because of the hurricane that's going to be, you know, passing through Tampa. We're not sure what's going to happen with that game now.
Right. But last week, I mentioned how bad the primetime schedule was. Have you looked at this week's primetime schedule? And we already talked about Thursday night.
Yeah.
So Thursday night is Dolphins and Bengals,
yep,
which is
good.
A better matchup on paper than last Thursday.
I think it's an intriguing matchup for us, yes.
And then Chiefs-Buccaneers, which looks good on paper, but
I think the Chiefs might actually blow them
out. You got to watch Tampa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Chiefs could blow them out.
Yeah, and then 49ers-Rams is the Monday night game.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's way better than last night, though.
Yeah, well, you know, the bar was set very low by last night's game and Sunday night's game.
The bar is also set very high by the Bills. When you watch the rest of the league, I realize we all now sound like Patriots fans, and it's probably obnoxious. Don't you watch the rest of the league and think, man, there are like six good teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
Six teams you want to watch.
I watch the rest of the league and absolutely make fun of offensive teams that are average, bad, mediocre, whatever. Like San Francisco with Jimmy G has looked bad. We make fun of Denver, but that's more coaching decisions than anything. Although, like Russell Wilson is not really looking good in Denver. Yes, there's no question. I watch other games and go, that's offense? We've got offense. You guys have nothing over there.
Right. Like, how many teams in the league right now are you seeking out? Like, you want to watch their games. Like, you're
itching to
see
Green Bay Tampa would have been one of them, and that game turns out to be a snooze fest.
Well, going into it, I mean, the over-under would have said this too. Like, that game was probably always going to be like a low-scoring affair. But, like, I want to see Baltimore right now because of Jackson.
Philly?
I want to see the Eagles right now, and I want to see Jalen Hurts. And
I think the
Bills
Bengals are supposed to be, but they have not hit any kind of stride yet. They're supposed to be that team. Actually, as much as you might laugh, maybe it's different with Swift being injured. Now, you would have said Detroit. Like, Detroit's offense
has
been
putting
up points. You know, they're actually producing, but it's a really, 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 really short list.
And instead, we're getting just a handful of Broncos week after week. Because they
overreacted to Russell Wilson.
Well, they're not going anywhere either because they play it Sunday at 4 o'clock this week, but then they're on Thursday night football next week, Monday night football or Sunday night football the week after that, and then 2 weeks after that they have a London game at 9:30. So three times in the next five games the Broncos are on as like a spotlight, like national TV game.
Jeremy, to your point about how we look at other teams, did you see the three late afternoon games this Sunday? There's only three.
No.
Yikes. At 4:05, it's Arizona and Carolina.
Yikes is right.
At 4:25, it's New England with probably Brian Hoyer at Green Bay. And then it's Denver and Vegas. We're going to get, and it's a CBS game. We're going to get, I'm sure, New England and Green Bay.
So we're going to be watching the Broncos again.
No, we're going to get New England and Green Bay.
We're going to get New England and Green Bay.
Yeah, it's right. We're going to be, they're both 4:25 CBS games. I'd be stunned if they don't send us New England Green Bay because I really don't need to see the Broncos anymore.
I'm just sick of watching the Broncos so much. Now they have Hackett's not even making the game management decisions.
I'm looking at the schedule for Sunday, fellas. Like, what is, like, if you have just, you want to watch the best games, this is one of them again, the Bills in Baltimore. The only other one would be Jacksonville and Philly is now a game that you'd look at and go, hey, Philly's good. Hurts is having a great season. Look at Jacksonville's offense. Those are the two best games on the schedule.
Well, once again, the Bills have one of the more marquee games on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's funny to look back, and when we looked at the first seven games, we thought, well, that's a gauntlet. And the Titans don't appear to be nearly as good, but the Rams are still a good team. And
The Steelers are a train wreck.
The Steelers are a train wreck, but the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Packers, we expected all these to be tough games.
Right.
And here the Bills are, they are in the middle of a gauntlet.
Yeah.
And this gets to everything that we think about this team. You know, you can only kind of be in the moment that you're in. I was thinking to myself about these one-score game calls and points again and thinking, if they play the Jets and they win by three, people are going to be mad.
They're going to freak out. Yeah. They're going to freak out.
Right. Right now, there's a little bit about how they don't play enough or play well enough in one-score games. I guess, should they want to keep close against the Vikings, Browns, and Jets, teams that we will see them favored and expect them to win against? You know, like, we've been through times where wins weren't impressive enough, and we said, well, what do you think? Is that good enough to beat Kansas City, right? Like, we would always be focused on the big picture. And, you know, right now, that loss to Miami kind of, I don't know, maybe that resets some expectations about how dominant this team is going to be because they did not completely dominate. They were still the better team, but, you know, they didn't dominate from start to finish. The shot by Tua is really the sobering moment, right? When he hits Waddle down the middle, it's something you never see happen to a Bills team. And now, no Micah Hyde for the season.
Yeah.
I kind of have to entertain the idea that the Bills defense might have a rough patch.
I think I said earlier, you know, I tweeted out, what's on your mind? Like, what's the top thing on your mind in terms of the Bills right now? For me, it's injuries. And honestly, if I had to really boil it down, I haven't spent enough time going, oh, Hyde's out for the year. Like, Poyer was out, but he's going to be back. Oliver was out, he'll be back. Phillips was out, he'll be back. Jackson was out, right? They're all out, but they'll be back. Benford broke a hand, he's going to be back. I haven't really taken enough time to digest Hyde's out for the year, right? The part of the best safety tandem in the league is out for the year. So I think that is, honestly, I think that's a really, really big story, especially going into Sunday because Baltimore's been beating teams with their passing game and big, big passing plays and all that stuff. Let's see. We get a break in. 803-0550 to join us. Paul coming up, by the way. We're taking your calls on the Bills, of course, on Tuesday, because that's what we do. Paul's going to join us, too, because the Sabres are playing tonight. Speaking of joining, you can join Mr. White along with Atwal Eye Care a week from tonight for the LASIK and Lager event. Again, that's going to be a week from tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. out at Highmark Stadium. You can get your LASIK questions answered. You can enjoy free giveaways by Atwal. Space is limited, so you do have to pre-register. And you can do that by going to atwaleye.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Hamilton standing by on the Western Hotline. His segment brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Happy Tuesday, Paul. How you doing?
How are you? Well, the Yankees ruined it last night. They could have clinched the division, and I thought that something we could talk about today. But
hey, yeah, my heart's broken.
They ruined it.
Yeah,
they ruined it.
Hey,
because I figured you were up, and you were going to celebrate.
No. I watched Judge's first at bat, and then I went to bed. Paul, from Thursday through Sunday, I kept flipping over to the Yankee game every time this guy came up to the plate. When's he going to hit his freaking home run?
Yeah, he looks uptight.
He never
looks uptight, but he has this past six games, I guess it's been since.
Oh,
he's
for
hit
sure,
a home run
the whole and Red Sox series at home. I think that's right. I thought he would do it last night, just because he's away from Yankee Stadium, and maybe the pressure would be off a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They would hit in Toronto in the first game because, all right, you know, you're not doing the Red Sox thing. You're not on national TV, all that. And, well, he is. Actually, every at-bat's on national TV now.
Yeah.
But, it's been a bit of a chore for him.
Mr. Hamilton, the Sabres played a preseason game on Sunday. I guess from what I read, it sounded like a number of young guys played. Anybody look good to you? Anybody catch your eye there?
Yeah, it's interesting because I had just written in my notes that I hadn't really noticed Jack Quinn at all and hadn't really noticed him in training camp. But Jack Quinn is the type of player that when you need a goal, he has that knack of being there for the goal. And with about 1:05 left, they're down one. They're on the power play, so it's a 6-on-4. They had pulled the goaltender. And sure enough, he knows right where to be. I mean, he has the knack of, you know, that's what goal scorers do. All of a sudden, the puck's on their stick with the goaltender down and out. And that's exactly what had happened. And he was off to the right of the goaltender, and the puck came out to him, and he ties the game right then and there. And it was just, you know, that's a typical Jack Quinn goal, you know, where maybe you didn't notice him all night long, but when you need a goal, he did that for Rochester all last year. And, you know, he did it in that preseason game, and then they win the game in overtime, setting up Lawrence Pilot sets up Hinostroza for a redirect for the goal. Pilot had a couple of assists in his first game back as a Sabre. They really didn't dress anybody of note on defense. It was mostly the depth Rochester guys. So Pilot played more than anybody else did and responded with a couple of assists.
Paul is, I got my pen handy here. So am I writing Quinn's name down in ink on the Sabres roster now? Already? Don't have to worry about it? What do you think?
I think so. You know, the question is, do he, both he and Peterka both make it? And, you know, is there room in the top nine for both players? And we really haven't gotten any idea with lines and won't until around October 1st. That's when Granato said that they'll start, you know, putting together lines that are meaningful lines, you know, like yesterday in practice. Now, a lot of these guys are going to play in this game. Because the guys who played in the game had yesterday off, and then the other guys practiced. But, like, Mittelstadt centered Olofsson and Oposo. Thompson centered Skinner and Weisbach. You know, Gergens is between Roseanne and Bjork. You know, these aren't lines that we're going to see, you know, when the season starts. What you will see, the defense was, I think, about what we'll see. Bryson was with Labushkin, Samuelson was with Dahlin, and Power was with Joki Haru the first time through. Now, they mixed it all up after the first time through, but the first time through showed us, and that probably is the defense right there. You know, Bryson, Labushkin, Samuelson, Dahlin, and Power and Joki Haru. So that I think we got a little bit from, but as far as lines go, no, I mean, that's not what we're going to see for lines.
What about deciding who plays a specific position? You have a piece up with Casey about Casey Mittelstadt. I'll just ask you, is he a better fit, in your opinion, at center or wing? I know he said he doesn't care, and, you know, Granato's all about versatility. Where do you think he's a better fit?
I asked Casey, I go, has Granato told you at all? He goes, no. He actually said that, you know, I'm going to play both. And he goes, I didn't know. And he goes, the first day I was on wing. And then yesterday I was on wing, or the day before yesterday at the scrimmage. And he goes, today I'm at center. So he said, I have no idea. And he said, it's fine. He goes, I don't care which one. He goes, you go back in the zone, and he goes, first guy back is the center anyway. So he said, it doesn't really matter to him at all. He says he enjoys playing wing. And I just, let me put it this way, I just don't like the way, I would rather Krebs be at center than at wing. It matters, mm-hmm. to me, it matters to him, because I just don't think he's a very good winger. Now, you know, Granato kind of disagreed with that yesterday. He said there are some things that at this point in his career that Krebs does well on the wing. I didn't see too many things he did. He seems a little bit like a fish out of water over there. Cousins does it fine. Although I would rather he play center. So by process of elimination, I would put Mittelstadt on the wing once again, because he doesn't care one way or the other. I think he does play very well either position. So that's probably what I would do, but I don't know what Granato's going to do.
Paul, with Cousins, I wanted to ask you, again, you also did a piece at some point about Cousins and wanted to be more of a goal scorer this season. And there was talk about how, you know, having more of a mindset as a shooter. And I was curious, if he's at center, could that be an issue? And then I stopped and thought, well, for Tage Thompson, it wasn't. Tage Thompson went to center, and all of a sudden he became a goal scorer. So could Cousins adopt that mindset, be the playmaker that he is, drive play, but also have the mindset to be always looking for your shot in the middle of the ice?
Yeah, you brought up Tage Thompson, and one thing that Granato did say is he'll play with Skinner. It's kind of a pair. He said those two just have such a chemistry together. He goes, that's the one thing I can tell you, is Thompson will play with Skinner. Other than that, you know, we don't know if Tuck will be there. We don't know if Olofsson will be on there. We don't know if Quinn will be on that line. It could be a bunch of different guys. Cousins, start with the scrimmage. I mean, well, start with Team Canada, where he scored 7 goals and led the tournament. And that was his goal, is, you know, I've played well, yeah, but I didn't score in the end of the year, and I want to score. So he did that, and, you know, put the puck in the net. And then in the scrimmage, he scored a really nice goal right under the crossbar. I think it nicked the crossbar and went in. And then he scored a very similar goal in the preseason game, you know, where he did pretty much the same thing and had a goal and an assist playing in the preseason game in Washington. So there, you know, that's, so there was scrimmage on Saturday, preseason game on Sunday, and he had 2 very similar goals. So, you know, so far so good. You know, that's it's only preseason. It's not regular season. Right. And so, you know, let's not get carried away. But, you know, for the so far from what we're seeing in training camp and what we're seeing between a scrimmage and a preseason game, it's looking like, yes, Cousins is going to probably be able to score more than the 13 goals he netted last year.
Pilot played the other day, right, in Washington. Where does he end up? Is he an extra? He's not a top six guy here, right? Is he an extra guy here? Is he in Rochester? What happens to him?
Well, don't forget, Bryson and Fitzgerald can't go down without going on waivers, so mm-hmm. they're in Buffalo. They're mm-hmm. They're not waiving them. So there's the seven right there. You've got, and they may alternate in. You know, whether it's Bryson, Labushkin, Fitzgerald, kind of like they did last year. They had a rotation with the defense. Now, the question is, do you want to keep two extra defensemen and one extra forward, which means either Shahan or Bjork would be waived and go down if you want to keep two extra defensemen. But I sit there and go through all this, and what are the chances that the Sabres are going to have zero injuries mm-hmm. when game number one comes up? So I go through this and saying, well, there's no room for this player. There's no room for that player. What usually happens on the defense is there are eight guys, and they wind up being here all year, and I think Pilot would be the eighth. Uh-huh. And so if there's an injury on defense, that puts Fitzgerald, in my mind, in the lineup, and Pilot's the number seven guy. And then, you know, there's a defenseman hurt. Well, he'll come back, and then there'll be another defenseman hurt. And then he'll come back, and there'll be – so by the time you get through the year, you're at Christmas time, and he's been up here the whole time because you've had a defenseman injured someplace along the line. So I expect he'll get plenty of games up here. I right now would have him penciled in as the number eight guy. But as I said, the chances of all seven defensemen – being healthy on opening day, you hope so. And I know they did the deep dive into injuries, and Kevin Adams talked mm-hmm. about that before training camp and things they can do to try to reduce injuries, and they're going to try to do that. But things happen, you know, and there's things you can't avoid. So, and I talk about Paterka, you know, well, right now maybe there's not room for both of them. Well, are the forwards they're thinking that are going to be the forwards, are they all going to be healthy? You know, the so far everybody's healthy, you know, but are they all going to be healthy on opening night? So that might, you know, end that discussion right there.
Well, have fun tonight, sir. Appreciate you as always. And, you know, we'll follow you for updates from the Sabres Flyers game.
You know me. I always have fun when hockey starts, so I'm ready to roll.
I'm sure you are. Enjoy being in the rink again for a game.
I will. Definitely.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
7 o'clock game tonight. We'll have it here on WGR. It is also, I believe it is streaming at sabres.com. So you might be able to check that out as well. Yeah, Joe, thumbs up. Okay. So streaming at sabres.com as well. Paul's segment, by the way, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. By Relax Honda. Relax. We got this. 803-0550 to join us this morning as we talk about what's the number one thing on your mind, Bills fans, today as you wake up, and maybe it's still the Miami game, whatever. It's a Tuesday and we're kicking it all around. Hey, speaking of the football team, you have a chance to win tickets to go to a home game this year. It's the Labatt Blue Light Game Day Sweeps, your chance to win two Toyota Club passes to a Bills home game. You get to spend a quarter in the WGR broadcast booth with Steve Tasker and Eric Wood, and much more to go along with that. All you need to do is register for your chance to win, and you can do that at WGR550.com. You've got to be 21 or older. No purchase necessary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Howard, I'd like to congratulate you.
Well, you know, I can't do it alone. There's a lot of people who are responsible, and I'd like to thank all of them, including you.
You've survived another week in the Guillotine League. What would you do if you won this league, by the way? This league that you...
How much would I win if I won?
...complain about, you gripe about? A couple $100.
A couple hundred?
Like, might be like $800.
He would go out on top and retire forever from the league.
$800?
It might be in that neighborhood, yeah. It's probably,
really?
It might be more than that. Yeah.
I'd probably retire the next morning. I think the right answer would be to take you guys out to dinner. At least Jeremy.
Wow,
I don't
great.
Know about you, Joe, but I should probably take you out to dinner.
What? Well, because I got eliminated in week one?
No. Well, actually, no. You are responsible for me winning surviving. Khalil Herbert got me like a gazillion fantasy points the other day.
That guy.
So
Joe,
thank you.
Were you in this league, Joe? You were in. Oh, that's right. You won out week one. I'm sorry. Week one.
Joe had Khalil Herbert.
Weekly quota.
Yeah.
So once he was eliminated, he gave me a heads. He's like, you know, I said, Joe, should I get Khalil Herbert? You're like, yes, absolutely. He had a great game the other day.
You know, I was told this was supposed to be a Vampire League update. Nah, let's dunk on Joe for being eliminated in week one again.
By the way.
Yes, we have a Vampire League update.
I would like to self-report. First off, I made it easily. I had over 100 points. Thanks in large part to Khalil Herbert. Mm. I also would like to self-report I'm an idiot because I actually played one guy short the other day. I forgot to start another running back, and
wait,
I still had 100-something points.
You like forgot to set your lineup? You just didn't play a second running back?
Correct. I dropped a guy, and I put in two waiver claims. I didn't get either guy, and I completely forgot to check my lineup, and I was one guy short.
Well, good work.
And I still ended up with the second. I'm not trying to be a cocky jerk here. I'm just saying, thank you, Joe.
No, but you're going to if you win the league, you'll be like, "Yeah, I didn't even set my lineup for like 3 of the games."
Yeah, I auto-picked. I forgot
I did auto-pick. So
you know what? I got to go with one running back today. What do I need a second?
I feel like the correct answer is to give the money back. If you auto-pick and win the league, I feel like you're not supposed to claim the
actually,
prize.
Actually, the rules say in that scenario it goes to the commissioner.
Oh, and who's the commissioner of the league?
Actually, that's me.
Okay, oh, yeah, no kidding.
Turn it on over.
All right.
So, Vampire League update. Joe and I are in a Vampire
League. Vampire
League? We've told you about this. Yes.
Come on, man. How many times have I told you this is not something that goes in the computer chip? This is not something I choose to remember.
So the Vampire League, there's one team that doesn't draft,
yeah,
fills its roster all on waivers.
Oh, all right.
When you play against that team, if you lose, they get to take one of your players.
Ah.
So you start the season as the Vampire, yep, as clearly the weakest team. But if you get a couple wins, you can get really strong really fast, mm-hmm, and try to win the league. For everybody else, it's just a regular league. So far, three games in, the Vampire is competitive but losing. Not the lowest scoring team, but 0-3 and quickly on its way to a lost season, at which point it would kind of become the Vampire would play spoiler, because late in the season, you know, you might have a really good team, have a bad week, and lose, you know, Lamar Jackson or somebody, because the Vampire's taking players off roster until the very end. So I don't know how everybody else Vampire is out there doing in their Vampire Leagues. Any Vampires out there that have started to build a super team because they've got a couple wins? In our Vampire League, it has not gone the Vampire's way.
I'm sorry.
There's your Vampire League update.
I should probably go waivers today. I need to go find a running back, obviously.
What's probably going to end up happening in this league is the big impact might be the Vampire's not good,
yeah,
but
playoffs,
right? Like right before the playoffs start, they run into someone that's headed to the playoffs and they take away their best player.
Yep.
Ooh. That's painful.
I don't play them to week six, but I'm 0-2, 0-3, obviously. 1-2.
How many leagues are you in? How many leagues do
you
juggle, Joe?
It's tough to remember.
How many are you in? Jeremy, you're in what, six this year? Five this year? What do you?
I believe it's six, which is, again, below average.
Not, yes, right. Six is below average. Reminder.
Is it real? What the average number of leagues is?
Google it. It's like 6.5.
Really?
Yep. I'm in 10. Not including underdog
goodness
leagues,
gracious
by the way.
Gracious me.
Not including underdog leagues.
Ten. Have you? Nah, I suppose you wouldn't be stupid enough like me to actually forget to set your roster in one of these leagues at some point.
Well, in our, no, I have not. Not yet.
All right, well, you know, it's fun.
Our other guillotine league that Mike Shope runs, the team with Josh Allen was eliminated this week.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Josh Allen goes to waivers.
Is available.
Now, me and Jeremy, though, like, I love the strategy in guillotine of pick, I think, Jeremy, you're the same way, pick a top quarterback, and you're good. You don't have to worry about that the whole season.
Right.
But now Josh Allen's the top free agent. It's like, I guess I'm sitting this week out.
Right. How many quarterbacks would you throw aside for
and
Josh Allen?
Right.
It's probably more than half. It's probably 20 of the starters. In the guillotine, I have Lamar, who has had, great year.
Yeah.
I
have QB1.
I have Lamar in both guillotine leagues, so I'm ride or die with Lamar. And I am a little nervous this week. Here's where we bring it all the way back to a Bills conversation. Between the weather and the Bills defense, which is still limiting opponents. I mean, you know, Tua had 186 passing, and the offense was on the field. I don't know what kind of game Lamar's going to have.
Yeah.
They
might get some rain, right? They might get some rain this
weekend.
He tends
to get his numbers, but if it's raining and it's tough to pass the ball for both teams, I've got two teams trying to slug it out in the rain, and neither of them can run the ball very well.
That's true.
No.
For both of them, their quarterback is their best running option.
Yeah.
Could we see the first ever NFL game that features two 100-yard rushing quarterbacks? Would it be the first? That's the first question.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, the Ravens are actually really reliant on their pass game through three games. Jackson, even though he has a lot of yards, he's 243 yards, he's only run the ball 26 times. Now, he very often is running the ball 12, 13, 14 times a game, and he's at like 7 or 8. Right now through three games. And their next leading rusher, Justice Hill, who leads their running back group in yards, has 80 yards on 11 carries through three games.
Well, now Dobbins is back, right? Dobbins returned the other day.
Dobbins
maybe in a
back.
Limited role, but I assume he'll be okay for Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll track the weather and see what's going on Sunday for your guy Lamar there. All right, it is break time. Shall we do it? 803-0550 to join us. It is a Tuesday, and we're wondering, you know, Tuesday is usually a check the pulse of Bills fans day. Didn't have to worry about it, you know, after the Rams game. Didn't have to worry about it after the Titans game. A little bit more of a topic after the Dolphins game. So what is uppermost? What's the number one thing? You wake up this morning, you think of the Bills. What's the first thing that is on your mind this morning for the Bills? A lot of people tweeting back about injuries. You can let us know. 803-0550 to join us. Pick the Bills coming up in about 15 minutes on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.